Welcome back to Daf and Deb. Shabbos Daf Tzadik Beis. Way back on Daf Talad, when the Gemara was discussing the sugya of Tutukim Shahun Chadamya, so Tosfos on Amar Aleph Dibur Hamaskel Avol said as follows. Tosfos said, when I have the chefetz in the hand of the Ani or the hand of the Balabayas, loy shayach kluta. It's not shayach kluta. The ha and his raya is, kashenoisim Balabayas altech yodai vahoitzi loy mechayiv. If the Balabayas puts a chavitz in the hand of the outstretched Ani, who is standing in the other Rishos, but his hand is now in the Rishos of the Balabayas, and the Balabayas puts something in the hand of the Ani, and the Ani carried it out, he's not chayiv. Must be you don't say kluta. Because if you were to say kluta, so as soon as the Balabayas placed the chavitz in the hand of the Ani, you say kluta, so the chavitz is nach, then when the Ani picks it up and brings it back to the Rishos that he's standing in, you should be chayiv with an akira and a hanacha. Must be there's no kluta when a chefetz is in your hand. Maybe Kiveger, and Gilyan Ashas over there says, Ayin lekamon tzadik beis amar aleph toisvis dibur hamaskel hasan. Take a look on our amur, on our blot, and toisvis dibur hamaskel hasan, and toisvis seems to say otherwise. If you look at our Gemara is discussing a machlokes abaya and rava. If you say, Eged Yad Shmei Eged, meaning if somebody carries a chafetz out, sticks his hand out with a chafetz, he's moitzi peris l'rishus harabim. Abaya says biyar chayiv, and Rava says biyar pater. And Rashi explains, Abaya holds biyar is chayiv, mishiyatzu haperis, as soon as the peris go out, the afal pisha gufar b'rishus hayachid, even though his guf is still in the rishus hayachid, v'loy aminon eged guf shmei eged. You don't say that the fact that his hand is connected to his guf. So we see the chefetz still in the Rishus HaYachid. No, once he sticks his hand out, Yechayiv. Rava says Yepater. And the Gemara asks, on Abaya, how could Abaya say Biyar Chayiv? It says in the Mishnah, on Beis Amar Aleph, Pashat Bal Abaya says Yodei Lechotz, V'not El Ha'oni Mitoicha, Oy Shenosan Letoicha, V'hechnish Shnei Peturin. So it's Mefurish, not like Abaya who says that once either the Bal Abaya or the Ani stick their hand out to the opposite Rishus, Yechayiv. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Lamaila Migimel, Hacha Lamata Migimel. Over there, the reason why there's a Ptor is because the hand is always Lamaila Migimel. Over here, Yechayev, because it's Lamata Migimel. And Rashi explains, over there, the reason why a Potter, because it's Lamaila Migimel, V'taima Mishum Deloy Nach. There never was a Hanach, V'loy Mishum Eger Gufoy. Not because we say Eger Gufoy. Really, like Abaya says, Eger Gufoy, Loish Me Eger. And really, when you stick your hand out, we don't see it still in the same Rishos as the rest of your body. Over there, the reason why you're potter is because there's no hanach, it's l'mayla megimel. V'hacha l'mata megimel. And therefore, there's no ptur because of loynach. Here you have a hanach. That's what Rashi says. Take a look in Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskel Hasam, V'honu b'kiva Eger's Mitzayin. Tosfos first brings Rashi's pshat, then he asks, the Rabban Daf Dalid says that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, that kluta is k'misha huncha, tamya. So, if so, why do we say that there's a Ptur? If every time we say Kluta, so then even something which is Lamaila Migimel is like Lamata Migimel according to the Rabbanan. So what does it help for the Gemara to say that over there it's Lamaila Migimel according to Rabba, it's Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta. So you should be Chayiv. That's Taisus' question. And Taisus' answer is, Yeshloimar du Rabba Savar, Eged Guf Shmei Eged, Rabba Taka holds that Eged Guf Shmei Eged, and therefore, he holds not like Abaya, and therefore you're going to be potter like Rava over here. That's Tosfos' answer. But Rabbi Kivega's question is that the two Tosfos are l'chayra seiser each other. Tosfos over there says clearly, like we started off, that you don't say kluta when a chefetz is in the hand of the Anu the Balabayas. And here Tosfos clearly says that you do say kluta. And the only reason why it's not a stira with the sugya earlier is because this rabbi holds like Rava that Eged Yad Shmei Eger, Eger Gov, Shmei Eger. But again, add what Tosfos says clearly, they do say Kluta even when a chefetz is in a hand, in someone's hand. How does that shtim with Tosfos earlier? So Rabbi Kivega says, it's taka two different Tosfos in. One Tosfos holds you do say Kluta when it's in the hand, and the other Tosfos holds you don't. However, if you look in the Chazon Ish in Simen Samach Beis of Katan says that Tosfos over there in Daf Dalet is not saying that the reason why you don't say Kluta Gmisha Huncha is because there's a chesaron in Kluta. Tosfos says, it's also midin eged, that when something's in the hand of an Ani, the hand of a Balabayas, and their hand is stuck out, outstretched to another Rishos, you can't say Kluta because it's agur. Not because there's a inherent reason in Kluta that you can't say Kluta. It's because of eged, not because of Kluta. And if you look in the Tzoris Chaim of Rabbi Menachem Zemba in Siman Yud Aleph, he wants to say this Shaila, whether or not you say Kluta when a Chavetz is in someone's hands. This Machlekes, the two Taisvises, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says there's two different Shitas in Taisvis, is going to be Tali in what we spoke about way back then. What's the Lumdus of Kluta? Has Kluta work? Do you say Kluta is that we see the Chavetz like it's Nach on the ground? Or do you say that no, Kluta tells us that the chavetz is munach in the avir, not that the chavetz is nach on the ground. And he says as follows, if you say that kluta is like it's nach on the ground, so when the chavetz is in someone's hand, you can't say that it's nach lamata, it's nach on the ground, because there's a hefsik. The yad is mafsik between the chavetz and the ground. However, if you say that the yisoid of kluta is that it's nach in the avir, then it's possible that even when the chavetz is in your hand, it's still possible to say, Kluta Kimisha Hun Chadamya. Have a wonderful day.